Does theistic evolution reconcile faith and science? Kirby Anderson examines this view and finds it lacking. Now on Probe.
One area of intelligent design Francis Collins attacks is the concept of irreducible complexity. ID researchers define it as a system of several well-matched interacting parts that contribute to the basic function, wherein the removal of any one of them causes the system to cease functioning. It cannot be produced directly by slight, successive modifications of a precursor system, because any precursor that is missing a part is by definition non-functional. A mindless evolutionary process cannot create the number of new unique parts that must function together before creating any value. However, Collins believes nothing is too hard for evolution given enough time. He states that examples of irreducible complexity are clearly showing signs of how that could have been assembled by evolution in a gradual step-by-step process. Darwinism predicts that plausible intermediate steps must have existed. ID sets forth a straw man scenario that no serious student of biology would accept. Now, one of Collins' examples is the bacterial flagellum, which is a marvelous swimming device, which includes a propeller surface and a motor to rotate it. ID researchers identify it as an irreducibly complex organ. Collins suggests this conclusion has been fundamentally undercut, stating that one protein sequence used in the flagellum is also used in a different apparatus in another bacteria. Granted, it is just one piece of the flagellum's puzzle, but we are far from filling in the whole picture if we can. But each such new puzzle piece provides a natural explanation for a step that ID has relegated to supernatural forces. Today, years later, ID researchers are not backing off. A recent article concludes that the claim to have refuted the bacterial flagellum is unfounded. Although there are subcomponents that are dispensable, there are numerous subsystems within the flagellum that require multiple coordinated mutations. It is not the kind of structure that one can envision being produced in Darwinian stepwise fashion. Evolutionists have been trying for over 15 years to attack irreducible complexity. Rather than discrediting the theory, their efforts have shown how difficult it is to do so. Collins' claims put him in the company of those relying on the ignorance of their audience to cow them with logically flawed arguments.
You've been listening to Probe with your host, Kirby Anderson. To get your free copy of Steve Cable's transcript, Theistic Evolution, go to probe.org. Then join us next time as we help you discover the truth that will set you free here on Probe.